Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, the NFL is only, what, a few months away?
Like 82 days, I think.
82 days?
Something like that. And it is its 100th season.
Which is cool.
This upcoming season. Still a few things maybe to be decided until then, contract-wise, extension-wise, because you know it's going to happen at some point. Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, Julio Jones, Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas is playing the final year of his rookie deal. And he only has 321 catches in his first three seasons. He's about to get paid. Julio Jones for the Falcons has a career average of 96.7 receiving yards per game, the highest in NFL history. But he's only 12th among wide receivers as far as getting paid. And then you got Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper. Like, who are you going to pay more? Obviously, Dak Prescott is, if you listen to Jerry Jones, is going to get paid. He loves him. But how much, especially with the new quarterback contracts, fairly new quarterback contracts that we've seen, Russell Wilson, and who just recently got all the money? Who did I forget already? Not Matthew Stafford, not Matt Ryan. Who was it that got
recently?
A zillion dollars. God, who was that? But anyway, some other guys that teams are going to have to decide on: Phillip Rivers, Melvin Gordon, Bobby Wagner, Marcus Peters, Chris Jones from the Chiefs, obviously. But with that in mind, God, that quarterback's name's killing me.
Well, I don't know. I'm sitting here trying to think of it myself now, and it's escaping me. Well, someone from the listening audience who are brighter than us will come up with it. So there you go.
Well, it got to, it made us start talking about Mahomes. Remember? It was it's not Russell Wilson. Between Russell Wilson and
Russell Wilson just got a huge deal.
Yeah, but it was after him. Great sports talk. Anyway, let's play a little over-under. In honor of the 100th season in the NFL, we'll play a little over-under 100. It's a little prop bet thing going on here. All right? Over-under. Either one of these guys, 100 catches. Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry. Two guys, same team. Where's your money on over or under 100 catches? First of all, for Odell Beckham Jr.
I'll go under.
Oh, are you going to go under on Jarvis Landry, too?
I think probably yes.
Okay, so spreading the wealth here, huh?
Yeah, I think they spread the wealth a little bit. I think that's probably what they need to do in that offense.
Well, there's plenty of mouths to feed in that offense.
I mean, they got a lot of little chirps in the nest.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they can be wildly successful with a couple of guys in the 90s.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm going to go under.
Okay.
Both. I bet you not many would do that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's compare them to Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. Antonio Brown routinely got over 100 catches, even though Smith-Schuster was on the other side over there. Although just recently, last couple of years, has he been a real – Smith-Schuster been a real factor. Speaking of Antonio Brown, over under 100 catches out in Oakland.
I'll go over there.
Yeah, he's got less not competition. I mean,
well, he's got less others to focus on, and it's not like Odell Beckham Jr. isn't diva-esque. But he's just going to demand the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Plus, who's he got on the other side? Tyrell Williams or somebody like that? Is that who's
exactly
like his complimentary piece is?
Mm-hmm.
Over under receptions by a tight end, 100. Well, tight end get over or under 100. We're talking about Zach Ertz and Travis Kelce. They both did it in 2018, but it's only been done once previously since 2010. Tight end over under 100 receptions this year.
Yeah, I think I'll go over on that one. I think Travis Kelce's a very good I think he's a really good bet to get over 100, especially if you don't know what the situation is with their slot receiver.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. If Tyreek Hill gets suspended even for just 4 or 5 games.
Right.
Yeah.
The middle of the field is Travis Kelce's domain. Now, someone's going to be there, but
Carson Wentz.
Yeah,
is that the guy I'm thinking of? Carson Wentz? Carson Wentz.
Oh, yeah. Nicely done. Carson
Yeah,
Wentz.
That's the guy that got paid most recently. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was bugging me. But, if I'm – and I know this isn't necessarily Patrick Mahomes' deal, but if I'm him, I'm really tempted to kind of force-feed Travis Kelce. Because
well, why wouldn't you?
Well, he doesn't, because he's so accurate with all those other guys.
Right.
But with Tyreek Hill – maybe not in the fold. We'll see if Patrick Mahomes kind of readjusts his sights a little bit, and if Kelce can stay healthy, and he did have, according to ESPN, he and Zach Ertz both did it in 2018.
Well, Travis Kelce creates mismatches that force defenses to play sub packages, which means that you've got to get your nickel guy. Has got to be a guy that can cover. He's got to be good enough to come up and help stop the run, but has to be physical and enough to handle a tight end down the middle of the field or running backs out of the backfield. That's why their tight ends can be volume guys now.
103. That's how many he had last year.
Yeah. Kelce, Kittle.
Mm-hmm. Zach Ertz.
We'll see about Noah Fant.
O.J. Howard, kind of. Evan Engram, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys like that.
Mm-hmm. Athletic dudes playing tight end.
Totally.
League leader in rushing yards per game, over under 100 yards. Ezekiel Elliott in 2018 came the closest, 95.6. That's a monster year to average 100 yards per game.
Yeah, that's an under for me. That's hard, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard. So even in places where you've got featured guys that aren't sharing the workload, that's hard.
Such as Le'Veon Bell, I suppose, right?
That would be interesting.
James
Conner.
How many
touches did Ezekiel Elliott have last year?
Oh, God. I'll look it up, but he caught way more passes than he ever did.
Right.
I think he had.
Now, I don't think he got to 400 like Le'Veon Bell did the year before.
He had 381.
So close.
He had 77 catches last year.
Yeah.
Led the league in rushing attempts and yards, 304 carries.
Yeah, 304. Whew. Well,
he had 322 carries his rookie year. He actually went over 100 yards per game as a rookie, 108.7.
Yeah.
So he's got it in him at least for a while longer. He's still only 20.
And that's a good offensive line to go get it behind.
Yeah, about to turn 24, but. Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott last year. Well, each of his 3 years in the league has led the league in rushing yards per game. He's kind of flirted with 100 in the years that he hasn't gotten it. 4,048 yards rushing in 40 career games.
I mean, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
He's a player.
All right. Most receptions by a running back in 2019, over or under 100. Christian McCaffrey was the only guy to do it last year. Matt Forte is the only guy to do it before him.
Well, if they don't keep feeding Christian McCaffrey that way, they're idiots. So I'll take the over because he's the best bet to do it.
I love me some Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, my God. He's, yeah.
He is really
And he's bigger
athletic.
And stronger. He's actually added some size to help his durability. But that dude is just, he's an all-out baller.
Mm-hmm. And it's seemingly the perfect guy for Cam Newton, too.
You know, totally.
Security blanket kind of guy. He had 107 catches last year on 124 targets. Also added 1,098 rushing yards.
He's a fantastic player.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic player.
Big fan.
Went eighth in the draft a couple of years ago out of Stanford, and he was highly coveted.
Old man was Ed, who was a really good pass catcher. The Broncos, yep. Back in his day.
Has a brother that's, I don't know if he's going to start this year at Michigan at quarterback. He's got another one that's going to Nebraska. And another brother that kicked around in the league a little bit with Green Bay and played at Duke. It's unbelievable.
Yep. All right, finally, speaking of Le'Veon Bell, over under 100 rushing yards versus the Steelers this season. They meet in week 16. He's a really interesting study this year. And what, obviously a lot's expected of him with the Jets, but after a year out of the game, what can we expect from Le'Veon Bell, and more particularly, will he have 100 yards rushing against the Steelers this season?
Don't know if he'll have 100 against the Steelers or not, but he's going to have a big year.
Well, you talk about you'd be an idiot not to force feed Christian McCaffrey. Don't you think the Jets will do the same thing with him?
Well, sure. Plus, he's a guy that's used to it. Le'Veon Bell has been, he's been a guy that's been, I think he volunteers for it. He loves it. Let the guy pack it.
Well, I kind of see what you're saying. He really bet on himself. He made that bold move setting out all of last year, which I agreed with at the time because he, in 2017, had 321 carries in only 15 games. And, oh, by the way, caught 85 balls. So he did have there's your 400-touch season that Le'Veon Bell had. But that was 2 years ago. I'm racking my brain to think of who he's going to share touches with the Jets. I have to look at their depth chart. But Le'Veon Bell... with and Adam Gase, okay, so new head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You also have not a rookie quarterback anymore, but Sam Darnold as their quarterback. That's a heck of a security.
It's an intriguing group, isn't
security
it?
Security blanket for Darnold, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And
pretty intriguing team.
Are they the only ones that are going to have anything, if they do, for New England in that division? It sure seems weak, just on paper anyway.
No.
Just like that, no?
No. I don't know. I don't see it. I just don't see it. I think the Patriots are a clear-cut favorite.
Man.
And other than the Chiefs would be the clear-cut favorite to probably win. Well, maybe not.
Depth chart that I'm looking at, the answer would be he's probably not going to have to share touches with really anybody. Trenton Cannon, D'Angelo Henderson, Elijah McGuire, Valentine Holmes, and Jalen Moore. Elijah McGuire is the only guy that's really even played. He's out of Louisiana Lafayette. He was a Jets sixth-round pick in 2017. But anyway, that's Le'Veon.
Trevor Siemian is now a Jet.
Yes, he is.
I didn't know that.
So is Luke Falk and Davis Webb. Those are your quarterbacks vying for the backup job to Sam Darnold. Luke Falk, Davis Webb, Trevor Siemian. Yep.
Interesting.
That's one way to put it. Yeah, the more I look at this roster, the more I'm with you. I don't know. You have to look elsewhere if you want somebody to out of the AFC East to go toe-to-toe with old Tom and the hoodie. All right. There's a little over-under 100 in honor of the 100 season.
Well done.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
We'll finish it off with a little dose of OTD on this day in history. It happened June 18th in the world of sports, and it's there courtesy of our friends from Superior Rents. You need it rented? You can do it at Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge. Back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.